before we get to that, I wonder how much of Fianna Fáil's ideas will be included in this government's budget. Now, you could say this government's budget was set down by the late Brian Lenehan and Brian Cowan's government because of the deal that was done with the Troika. The overall figures were certainly set down. But Timmy Dooley, Fianna Fáil spokesman on Transport, Tourism and Sport, one of the ideas which has caught the eye that you're proposing is a 15% levy on off-licence and supermarket alcohol sales. Why?
Well, I think, Matt, it's very clear that the overconsumption of alcohol, and in particular binge drinking, has a very significant impact on our health services and obviously on people's health generally. We don't have any issue as such with the independent off-licence trade. I think they run their business well. And they can't or are not in a position to engage in what might be considered as below-cost selling. But there's little doubt that some of the larger multiples are using alcohol as a loss leader to sell products within their stores at higher margins. And obviously we believe that this leads to an element of binge drinking, considerable overconsumption of alcohol, and we believe that it's appropriate to apply a levy in this way.
But what about people are hard-pressed to actually afford their alcohol? They can't go to pubs because they can't afford it. They need to get their drink to bring home with them. Why should they, because of your concerns, have to pay 15% more?
Well, it's not about our concerns, Matt. I mean, I think there's a societal issue about the overconsumption of alcohol, which we have to face up to. And I mean, people have personal choices and personal freedoms. I don't suggest that we go down the route of prohibition here. But the overconsumption of alcohol and the impact that it has on our health services, it costs a very considerable amount of money every year. We believe it's appropriate that the trade effectively would contribute in a meaningful way to meeting that cost.
Is this not just to boost up the publicans? Because historically, Fianna Fáil is the friend of the publicans. Is this what you're doing, trying to give them a bit of a leg up in the face of competition from the off-licences and supermarkets?
No, I think it certainly isn't. That's not our intention. It's to deal with a very significant issue, which, by the way, other members of the government, and you'll be aware that Roisin Shorthall, when she held a portfolio within the broader government area, had some very real ideas around how you would control the overconsumption of alcohol, particularly to young people. And as I said, we believe that certain sections of the off-trade are exploiting a certain cohort of our population by making available very cheap alcohol. And I think it's having a detrimental impact on the lives of many, and it's costing the state and other taxpayers a very considerable amount of money in meeting their health needs on the other end.
Very unpopular. Already the text messages coming in from listeners who were appalled by this particular idea. Why would you go on court on popularity?
Well, I suppose when we're putting a bunch of document together, we have to be realistic, Matt. When you have to have a realignment or an adjustment of close to 2.5 billion, you can't do that in a way that doesn't impact on some. What we've tried to do in the structuring our document is that we try to look out for the people who are most in need in society, the most underprivileged, the people who are most hard-pressed. And we try to put together a package of expenditure cuts, a reduction in expenditure, and tax measures in a manner that didn't target families, didn't target young people, didn't target those that most need the support of the state. And, okay, I recognise that there will be some people who have a difficulty with this, but I believe that we have to set out a policy framework and an agenda, as I said, that meets the needs of the most underprivileged in society and tries to apportion taxation in a manner that targets the areas that are causing the greatest cost. We know that our health budget is without a doubt the biggest.
Okay, well, we're going to be getting to that a bit later. Let's bring in Evelyn Jones, chairwoman of NOFLA, the National Off-Licence Association. Hello to you, Evelyn.
Hello.
Now, you can get a tray of beer, maybe it's €20, maybe get 12 cans. So what harm would there be in putting that up by 15%? People would still buy it, wouldn't they, even at 15% higher?
Well, unfortunately, I think Fianna Fáil should have checked with their European counterparts as to this proposed measure, because it's contrary to the EU Council Directives 92-83 and 84, which outlines the means by which alcohol products are subject to excise duty and the method of fixing that duty within the EU. So it is not possible to apply a levy to a container of alcohol because tax on alcohol is collected based on the alcohol content in the drink as opposed to the container it's packaged in. So this proposed levy, it's not possible. That was confirmed by Minister Noonan himself as way back as December 2012 in the chamber itself. So I'm surprised none of the Fianna Fáil deputies picked up on this.
Well, I better go back to Timmy Dooley on that. You're proposing something that can't be done.
That's not true. I'm very familiar indeed with the directives that Evelyn has talked about. There is contradictory legal advice available that has been made available to us, which would indicate that it would be possible to apportion the levy in this way. You will recall that when the government last year proposed the pension levy, or quite a number of years back, the pension levy was contentious at the time, and some suggested that it wasn't legal, it wasn't possible, and that as well as EU directives, that it would be, it would raise issues around property rights. And that didn't transpire to be the case. The pension levy went ahead, and indeed, last year the government, as you know, raided the private pension funds to fund the 9% cut on VAT within the tourist trade. Again, others had indicated that there were complicating directives that would have impacted.
Okay, well, then that's dealt with that. So let me go back to you, Evelyn Jones. Might there not be a societal benefit in making it more expensive for people to drink at home, that it might be better for them that they go to pubs to have their drink, where they perhaps have better measurement of what they're drinking?
Well, I suppose this remedy, a taxation remedy, is not an adequate remedy for the issues that face us in the area of alcohol abuse. Two reports were produced last year. We've discussed them with yourself, Matt, several times. And no action has been taken by Junior Minister Alex White and the government itself. The government issues the licences for the retail of alcohol. It is the government's duty to regulate the sale of alcohol, and we welcome such regulation. But this ad hoc suggestion of something that isn't possible, really, to our members, it shows a lack of respect for the hard-working people in the off-licence industry who are battling away in the face of huge increases already received in the last budget.
But Evelyn, I think an awful lot of publicans feel undercut by off-licences, unless they're publicans who also own an off-licence. But do the off-licences feel that they're being undercut by the supermarkets, that if there was to be a levy such as this 15%, if it only applied to supermarket alcohol, would you be happy enough?
The levy is not legal. It is not possible to apply this levy.
But if a way was found to make
it
legal...
There is no way. It is not legal.
You can always make up laws to make things legal. But would you be happy then if there was some sort of way to stop the supermarkets doing the below-cost selling, which doesn't just undercut the pub, but undercuts you as well?
Well, below-cost selling can be simply solved by the reintroduction of the groceries order, which was abolished in 2006, and can be brought in by ministerial order, the stroke of a pen, by the Department of Enterprise. And there's no need to go down this route.
All right, well, let me go back to finish with Timmy Dooley. So where did you get raised the money that way? Bring in a minimum pricing order, and that way that increases the price and you get more tax revenue for the state.
Yeah, well, there's all sorts of competition issues that raise their head then. But I think the one thing that I do agree with Evelyn on, the biggest issue is at supermarket level now. It certainly wouldn't be possible to have a price differential between the two without, as you said, the reintroduction of the groceries order. But what would be possible is to have a graduated licensing system that sought to charge a higher license to the multiple based on floor area, floor space, etc. And that would benefit certainly the small independent off-licence operator who, in my view, does an exceptionally good job, works really hard,
all right,
and manages their affairs and business in a most upright way.
Timmy Dooley of Fianna Fáil, Evelyn Jones of the National Off-Licence Association, thank you both very much for joining us. We